From Anshei Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of how to get an aliyah, open or closed. If you look at people getting an aliyah for the Torah, the Baal Koreh, the person reading the Torah, points to a certain place. The person getting the aliyah kisses that place, and then what happens? Some people then go and close the Torah, and then open it up again to read it. Other people will leave the Torah open and make the bracha and then continue the reading. Some people will look at the blessings that are written on the table on the side. Some will look away from the Torah and some will look at the Torah with their eyes closed. Which way is correct? So the Gemara Megillah couldn't be more clear. There's a debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Judah as to whether we should close the Torah while making the first bracha over the Torah or not. And the Gemara says, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that the halacha is that poteach ro'em v'roech v'koreh. You just open it, you look at it, you make a bracha, and you read it. By the way, why is it that you have to look at it? What is it about the Torah? You have to look at what you're reading. What is it? Okay. So that should be the end of the law. That should be the end of the story. Every Jew should open the Torah, leave it open, make a bracha, and that's it. Comes the Tosfot and says, wait a second. He says, what's the debate here? Well, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir says that if you make a bracha while the text is open, then what's going to happen is people are going to say that the bracha is inside the Torah. Or some would say that it's not a kosher Torah, it's got blessings written inside of it. So therefore we want to close it, so no one should think that. Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to worry about that. But is there any reason why Rabbi Yehuda thinks that you must keep the Torah open? No, he's just not concerned that people will think that it is that there's blessings written in the Torah. However, if you look in the Jerusalem Talmud, you see something else. The Jerusalem Talmud says, yeah, you keep it open, because after all, it says in the Nehemiah, in the story of Ezra, when he opened up the Torah, amdu kol ha'am, everybody stood. And what were they talking about? Yevarech Ezra et Hashem. Ezra blessed God, and he opened the Torah. So we open the Torah, we bless the Torah when it's open. So according to this, Rabbi Yehuda is insistent, you must keep it open. The Tosfot, not basing themselves on the Jerusalem Talmud, just on the text itself. So look, if Rabbi Meir is concerned about this problem, that people will think that the blessings are in the Torah, and Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry about it. So, well, I want to be extra religious. I want to worry about it. So I want to close the Torah. Are you got a problem with that, Rabbi Yehuda? Now, according to the Jerusalem Talmud, he's got a problem with that, because it says in Ezra and Nehemiah that you should, that they open the Torah. But according to our Talmud, he says, you want to be concerned about people thinking that there are blessings written in the Torah? Fine, you can do that. Now, by the way, the Masechet Sofrim, in a post-Talmudic tractate, also says, mentioned this Jerusalem Talmud idea that it's all based on the verse in Nehemiah. Now, so the Tosfot, as we said, say it's okay if you want to keep it closed. However, Rabbi Yonatan Milunil and the Ritva, one in Provence, one in Spain, they say, what kind of thing is this? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, why would you think they're blessings in the Torah? I mean, how dumb are the crowd? I mean, do you think that everyone thinks that every time there's a blessing that's written in the Torah? Well, in other words, every few verses in the Torah, it says the blessings over the Torah in that spot? Are you kidding? Or the Ritva calls it a cheshasha rechoka. What kind of obscure worry do you have? What kind of strange concern do you have? It's a far-fetched kind of a concern. What are you talking about? So what's the bottom line? Well, the Avudraham, a lot of Sephardic authorities, Avudraham and the Rambam, Rav Sadia Gaon, who lived earlier, Gaonic period, in Babylonia and Israel, he said, look, we follow Rabbi Judah. The Talmud says we follow Rabbi Judah. We keep it open. That's the end of the story. The Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, following the Rambam, says that you open it and you leave it open and that's it. But the Rambam, the Ashkenazic authority, who feels beholden perhaps to that Tosfot, he says, well, you know, quotes the Kolbo, another Provençal rabbi. He says, you know, it wouldn't hurt if you just turn your head. I mean, you don't have to worry that the blessings are in there, but you don't have to bother closing it. But, you know, you could just turn your head aside so no one would think that the blessings are in there. And he says, which side do you turn it to? Well, you know, I think he says that you should turn it to the left because we're facing God and God is God's right is your left. So face the left. That's what he says. Now, the Magen Avraham, the commentators on the Code of Jewish Law, they say as follows. They say, well, Tosfot said, he quotes the Tosfot, and he quotes the Ari, the Reb Chaim Vital, the great mystics, who say, well look, Tosfot says it's better to close it, and the mystics say you should close it, so let's close it. But he quotes the Bach, the old circus from Krakow, and he says, well, come on, everybody says that you don't need to close it, so let's just leave it open. Well, you don't have to turn your head or anything else. The Kav HaChaim is a great mystic, Sephardic mystic, Sephardic authority. He says, no, the Ari, the mystic, never said you should close it. Or he said you should take a cloth, a Sephardic silk cloth, and cover it over. You don't have to actually roll it. So the Sephardic position is somewhat in between the two positions. The Taz says it's terrible to turn your head away from the Torah. You're making a blessing on the Torah, and you're turning away from the Torah. After all, the blessing is on the Torah. The Vilna Gaon introduces the element of the trouble to the congregation. They're standing there, you're closing it, you have to find where, and you open it again, you have to find where to read from. It gets confusing. So maybe there's an issue of timing. But the bottom line is as follows. The Mishnah Brewer says, it's the best thing to close your eyes. You don't want to look away. You don't want to close it, but you could close your eyes. Look at the Torah and close your eyes. But he does mention in the footnotes in the Bir Halacha, he says, well, the truth is you can do it either way. So it turns out that the law is you can do it either way. Some communities keep it open. Some communities keep it closed. If somebody closes it, don't stop them and say, oh, you're not following the Mishnah Brewer. No, Mishnah Brewer says in the footnote in the Bir Halacha, it's okay if you close it, it's also good. There is such a custom. A lot of old Jews do that. It's the way that people used to do it years ago. It's fine. Chazon Ish, more of a contemporary of ours, died about 50, 60 years ago. So he said, you close your eyes and you look at the Torah. What is the debate here? So if you look, you know, what happens if you get up for an aliyah and they point it to you and you make the bracha and then it turns out they made a mistake? They showed you the wrong parsha. It was last week's parsha. They forgot to roll it to the next week. So some say, a big deal. So you roll it over and you keep going. Some say you should make another bracha. Why? You say, well, it's like, let's say you made a bracha on this cup of water and then the cup falls and the water's not here. So then you have to make a new bracha, right? But some say, yeah, but what if there's another cup over here and there's more water on the table? So then you could pick up the other cup and you'll drink that. So who cares if they showed you the wrong parsha? The whole Torah is there. So you read it from a different parsha. Who cares? In other words, the debate over there, and perhaps over here as well, is when you make a bracha on the Torah, what are you doing? Are you making a bracha on the Torah? So they showed you the wrong parsha. So what? So right? And you might as well close it because you're not making a bracha on this particular section. Close it. Make a bracha on the whole thing. Or do we say, no, you're making a bracha on this particular section. You got to look at the section. You got to hold it. It has to be open because you're making a bracha on this particular section. It's almost like you, God forbid, sort of cut it out and hold it and say, this is what I'm making a bracha on. So that, perhaps I want to suggest, that's the machlokes, that's the debate. That's the debate as to whether it should be open, it should be closed. Those who say it should be open, saying that the bracha is on this particular thing and on this particular section that's open. And those who say it's closed, they say you're making a bracha on the entire Torah, not just this particular aliyah. You get an aliyah, it's a great privilege. Just listening, saying amen to an aliyah, it's a great privilege. It's a beautiful thing. It reminds us of Ezra. He was one of the first to publicly read the Torah as we do today. He instituted some of the readings of the Torah. And when we make a bracha, on the one hand, we're making a bracha on this particular section. We're also making a bracha on the entirety of the Torah. And this is a great privilege we have to thank God for the Torah. Nosena Torah, God placed in our hearts a way of life and he implanted it not just in this book, but in our own hearts. It's with us and our children forevermore. Thank you for joining us here at the discussion of the how to get an aliyah for the Torah. Join us for our other how-to videos and our discussions of the parasha and the holidays each week. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.